And then these are the doors that we walk through to get to the trailers.
Outside these doors at Homecroft Elementary in Perry Township are four metal trailers used as classrooms for fourth grade students, including the daughter of Principal Jody Matthews. Students in the trailers have to walk along a corridor in the rain, sleet, and snow to go inside the main building for lunch, a bathroom break, or even to see a nurse.
Easily 30 to 45 minutes a day of instructional time lost. You take those minutes per day times 180 days, you start talking about times that I don't want to think about as a principal, having lost instructional time that's that much.
Perry Township, a school district south of Indianapolis, has reached capacity in its elementary schools. More than 26 trailers are used at schools now for the overflow of students, and at least 40 trailers are expected next year. But those mobile rooms are not conducive for long-term learning and safety, says Superintendent Tom Little. Little is advocating for voters to pass a $50 million referendum Tuesday to raise property taxes for 89 new classrooms and other school improvements, plus a separate $3 million referendum for transportation.
No one that I've talked to has said you don't need additional classrooms or you don't need to deal with Winchester Village Elementary School's open space. It's never the issue. The issue is, Tom, I just don't think I can pay that additional dollars every month out of my pocket right now. And we're very sensitive to that. We understand that. We surely would not bring an issue like this to the community unless we're just simply out of space.
In Wayne Township, School Superintendent Jeff Butts and members of a political action committee have set up shop inside the former Westlake Church of Christ near I-465 to advocate for their referendum. By law, the superintendent and staff cannot promote a yes vote on school property. It's here where volunteers call residents to talk about the proposed $9.5 million annual tax increase for the next 7 years. The money, Butts says, will maintain and improve teaching and the classroom experience.
That's what the referendum really is about. It's not about buildings. It's not about buying new parking or putting in new parking lots, buying new buses, or putting down new turf. It's about continuing the programs that we currently have and making up the gap that we are currently experiencing. That being said, we don't know. This is a 7-year referendum, and that's one of the questions that we get asked is, how long will this last? Well, by statute, it can only last 7 years. We don't know what's going to happen in 7 years.
In the face of reduced assessed values and property tax caps, the district of 16,000 students faces an $8 million shortfall. That's after a series of budget cuts totaling $30 million and spending $30 million in cash reserves. Superintendent Butt says this is just the new reality.
This is how schools are funded. We've cut back on the taxes, and now local communities get to decide. Local communities get to decide whether or not they're going to support their schools and have those increased services, those increased supports for their children, or if they want those schools to operate in a more lean fashion and not provide all the services they do for children.
That's the question voters have been asking themselves since referendums became legal in 2008. Since then, half of the 104 referenda across the state have passed. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.